Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with Dr. Daryl Peel joining us once again, talking beef demand after this.
When long-haul high-risk cattle arrive, for many it's a march toward bovine respiratory disease. Bacteria are taking hold. The infection is starting. But don't worry yourself sick about BRD control. It's time for new prescription Zactran. In field trials, Zactran controlled BRD in most high-risk cattle for the 10-day study. Now your new arrivals can breathe easier, and so can you. Stop worrying about whether they're going to break. Ask your veterinarian about a real alternative for 10-day BRD control and treatment. Because it's critical, it's Zactran. For use in cattle only. Do not treat cattle within 35 days of slaughter. Because a discard time in milk has not been established, do not use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, or in calves to be processed for veal. The effects of Zactran on bovine reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. See our ad in Beef Magazine or call 888-MARY-01 for full prescribing information.
Tighter and tighter beef supplies seem to be on the way. Livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel telling us yesterday that he sees 3 to 4% fewer pounds of beef available in 2013 versus 2012. Shorter supplies of beef, higher beef prices likely to be the result. And the question is, exactly how will the consumer respond and how hard will they push back on these tighter supplies and higher prices?
Well, I think we're already seeing those in some sense. I mean, as we go forward, it gets to be a bigger issue because the supply pressure will be even greater. But, you know, this year, repeatedly, we're now at, for the third time this year, sort of bumping up in that $1.95 to $2 range for choice box beef. And that $2 ceiling seems to be a very, very strong barrier to us right now. I think it's a very strong psychological barrier at the wholesale and retail level. I do think we'll go through it. We may go through it before the end of this year. If not, I think there's an even greater chance we'd go through it in the first quarter of next year. Until we do, we're going to see this tremendous margin squeeze. The supply pressure from the bottom end in terms of live animal numbers is not going to go away anytime soon. And so we will push through that, I think, at some point. But it's clearly a limitation right now. I think beef demand in the U.S. is improving, but I think it's improving pretty much lockstep with the rate at which the general economy is improving. And that's a pretty sluggish rate right now. Yeah. And so that's going to be the real challenge. There's going to be more supply pressure faster next year, and the real question is will the beef demand and the general economy keep up with that? And that's going to be a big challenge.
Of course, in sync with that, we've got finally the Japanese thinking about lifting that 20-month rule, maybe going to a 30-month carcass standard. Do we have any beef we can send them?
Well, we'll have beef, although it's going to be more expensive. And really, I think there's two things. One is I think the impact of the Japanese rule is it's there. It's positive. I don't think it's as big maybe as some people are hoping for at this point. And I think to some extent it's already in the market. So I'm not looking for that to have a real dramatic, pronounced effect that you can pick out when it happens. But it's positive. All in all, we expect exports in 2013 to be down in absolute tonnage, partly because we're not producing as much beef. And in fact, if you look at exports as a percent of beef production, they'd probably be about constant in 2013. But just for price reasons alone, it's going to be more expensive. Obviously, it depends on what happens to the exchange rate, but it's pretty easy for U.S. beef to get priced out of some markets. That's a big impact, for example, right now in the Mexican market, and has been since about 2008. We've been largely priced out of that market, and that's why our exports to Mexico have dropped ever since the peak in 2008.
OSU's Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Shorthorn 500 production sale coming up Saturday, October 27th at the Brooks Cattle Sale Facility in Marietta, Oklahoma. Seven outstanding Shorthorn breeders have contributed to the 70 lots to be sold. Herd sires, spring and fall pairs, bred cows and heifers, semen, embryos, and show steer prospects. For more information, check their listing on the auction page at OklahomaFarmReport.com or call Alan Sears at 970-396-7521. The Shorthorn 500 production sale, October 27th. Don't miss it.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.